Hartley Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The destroyer of lives is how President Trump this morning characterizes James Comey, hours after Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney brought charges. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
In the indictment, Comey is accused of lying about whether he authorized the leak to the press, of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
Shares of some major furniture companies are set to open lower this morning. Here's why. President Trump is hitting foreign manufacturers with 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, 25% on heavy trucks starting Wednesday. Pharmaceuticals made outside the U.S. face new tariffs of 100%. Interpol arresting hundreds throughout Africa for romance scams, building online relationships to extract money. So much for that Nigerian prince. This is ABC News. Some comedians are facing backlash for taking part in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival. Critics say the Saudis are using it to deflect attention from their human rights record. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze notes Pete Davidson is among those catching heat.
Davidson, whose father was a New York firefighter killed on 9/11, defended his decision to participate.
You know, I've been getting a little bit of a flack just because, like, my dad died 9/11. So they're like, how could you possibly go there? I just, you know, I get the routing and then I see the number and I go, I'll go.
Comedian Shane Gillis says he turned down the gig despite an offer to double his paycheck.
I took a principled stand.
But others are cashing in. One comedian claiming top acts are earning up to $1.6 million.
New Hurricane Umberto is expected to stay offshore in the Atlantic, but a new system could be on track to swipe the Carolina coast early next week with storm surge and possible flooding. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested 21 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Officials say nine of those arrested Thursday were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it is reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says at a time when Wisconsin faces severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. A Democratic candidate for governor is targeting Green Bay area voters with a message about tailgate-flation at Lambeau. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke at a park near Lambeau Field yesterday. Hong announced a new policy she would enact as governor to lower prices for tailgaters at Lambeau by promoting Wisconsin's small businesses. Hong says the tailgate-flation plan will lower prices of brats, burgers, buns, and more by developing a public bank that allows family farms, bakeries, meat processors, and butchers to access affordable capital so they can sustainably grow their business. Hong says the plan will promote more competition locally, driving down food prices for game day and beyond. Hong joins a field of other Democratic candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kel DeRoyes. On the Republican side, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and suburban Milwaukee business owner Bill Berrien also threw their hats into the race. And did you know, Dan?
What?
Today is National Johnny Appleseed Day.
Why?
He was a real guy. And his birthday was on September 26th. John Chapman was his name.
Okay.
He was an American pioneer. He introduced apple trees across a large portion of the United States, and that's how he's got his nickname, Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed was born on this date some years ago.
But did you know that one of his original trees that he planted still lives on today?
Really?
It's in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, it was saved and propagated.
Did you know? His real name is Sidney.
Yeah, no. Chapman. John Chapman.
Sidney Chapman.
Okay.
Johnny was his middle name. Thank you, Connie Fellman. Okay, moving on to sports.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles? Is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the Crew, down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight, or low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Local news and time, this is 97.9 WGBW with Dan Marcus. The Classics 4, it's almost October, spooky.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, we'll be right back.
25 deserves these tunes too. 97.9 FM.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street.
Timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. It's Friday. It's just, I take great delight in just announcing that. You already knew it. It's not news, but I'm trying to make you feel good here. Go with me here on this one. So, lots of things going on this weekend, including tomorrow. The Walk to End Alzheimer's in Green Bay starts and ends at the City Deck. And if you want some more information, and it's not too late to register, just go to act.alz.org. act.alz.org with dots in the middle there. And you can sign up either for a 1 or a 2 mile walk, and that would be helping the cause greatly. We'll see you there. Because I plan on being there. It's going to be great weather for it. Just perfect weather for this. So the Walk to End Alzheimer's tomorrow starts and ends on the City Deck about 9 o'clock.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages Inn Pour's Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages Inn Pour's is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages Inn Pour's, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
It's 8:17, 57 degrees right now at our studios in downtown Green Bay, next to City Deck. 97.9 WGBW, and every morning, Monday through Friday at this time, I attempt to sweep some cobwebs out of your mind with some old, vintage, timeless commercials. Today's jingle is one of those that stuck in everybody's head. I believe this was the introduction to this particular product that is still out there.
Meet Mr. Clean, Procter & Gamble's new all-purpose liquid cleaner.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall, tires, and old golf balls.
Sink, stove, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry, too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Who could forget that jingle? Yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Clean. That's early 60s stuff. I'll be singing that one the rest of the day. 97.9 WGBW.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. Just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day.
to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Song Rock and Roll Lullaby put a lot of work into this.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be, so we grew up together, my mama child and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, it'll be alright. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, just hold on tight. Sing it to me, mama. Sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, shine. Sound of a good old
East Harlem town. Son of a good rock and roll lullaby.
Do you know somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think. Let your mind go, let yourself be free.
WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Fox Valley woman will be going to prison for going into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kendall Strobel-Neeft was sentenced in Outagamie County Court yesterday to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel-Neeft went into homes under construction, turned on the faucets to purposely flood the homes. They say Strobel-Neeft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel-Neeft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. The Packers' newest star player, Micah Parsons, will face his former team for the first time on Sunday when the Pack takes on Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Parsons' contract dispute with the Cowboys and subsequent trade to Green Bay was one of the biggest NFL stories of the summer. But Parsons still expects a warm welcome in Dallas, saying there's no hard feelings on his part anyway. Parsons says he knows what a Dallas-Green Bay matchup looks like and predicts plenty of fan excitement for the Sunday night primetime matchup. One challenge he does expect, trying to sack his former mentor, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. But once the game kicks off, Parsons says nobody's talking about a trade. They're talking about winning the football game. And Parsons won't be the only Packer player on the field Sunday facing his former team for the first time. Longtime Packers player Kenny Clark was part of the trade deal with Dallas. He'll face the Packers for the first time as opponents. Clark was a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle during his 9 years with the Packers. Kickoff for Sunday's game is set for 7:20. And we have made it through the week here on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. This is the last day Washington Street will be closed between Cherry and Pine. But starting next Monday, North Quincy Street out near the animal shelter will be closed. With news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 58.
You gotta understand, hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man, hey, listen to me baby, it's hard to settle down, hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Said Dan, I don't know why I did that. It's Friday. Maybe I think I can get away with it. Maybe I'm thinking the boss is out fishing. Yeah, that's it.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're swallow your pride. somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
Local News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is tomorrow, City Deck, 9 o'clock. Go to act.alz.org and sign up there, okay, and get more information as well. Also, tonight in Appleton, License to Cruise happening. It's on College Avenue. They shut down the main drag of Appleton and are expecting perhaps as many as 400 classic cars to be lined up. Weather looks ideal for it. Looks dry, warm. And then, as always, there's music there. But there's also going to be music and beverages the next day because that's officially Oktoberfest in Appleton. Just a couple of things going on this weekend. And you heard it here on 97.9 WGBW.
Do your children love mummies? What about waffles? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this Saturday at the Lion's Mouth Bookstore from 11 till 12, your child can meet children's illustrator Robert Momartz, creator of Mummy Man and Waffles book series, which I didn't even know there was a second one. My son absolutely adores this series. And Rob's going to be there doing live sketch demos, as well as sharing his second book, Mummy Man and Waffles, The Dire Deeds of Dr. Gark. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events, and guess what? You might see me there.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I know.
Blues and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, Elvis Presley.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. No time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
When
News, Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. Friday edition of My Job is done for now, but don't worry. These great tunes and all the information arrive. Stay the same. Laura McKenna steps in after 9 o'clock. She'll have three keywords for you before she goes home. And, of course, you'll be hearing Connie Feldman and all the great local news that we have. She does a great job. We're so happy to have her here at 97.9. I'm Dan Marcus. Have a great weekend. Catch up with you Monday for sure.
What they do? They smile in your face.
Backstabbers,
backstabbers, they're smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah, yeah. Then it's all in your fellas who better beware, yeah, yeah. Somebody's out to get your lady. A few of your buddies, they sure look shady. Blades are long, let's tighten their fists. Aiming straight at your back, and I don't think they'll miss.
What they do?
I don't even be home, but they just keep on.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel.